Diva Kaja is Michelle Joe Ballard Thoughtful. She arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. I'm Joe Ballard, and I'd like to welcome you to this program, Sounds Irish. On this program, you'll hear all types, styles, and genre of Irish music, traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish, and old time Irish songs, with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography, and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello, friends, and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274 at sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. Our little programme, friends, is heard by many stations now around the world. I want to say at the start of the programme a special hello to all my listeners in St. Leo in Florida. I hope you'll enjoy what I've got lined up for you this week. And as I say, always feel free to drop me an email if you've got a request. I've had a couple of emails since last week's programme, and we'll look at those as we go through the programme. But as I say, I want to start by saying hello to all my friends in St. Leo in Florida. I'm starting with someone who was the most requested artist on Sounds Irish, certainly over the last year or so. I'm speaking, of course, of Daniel O'Donnell, and I'm going to probably fit another one in before the end of the programme. But for all people who know this song so well, and you can join in and sing it, it was a huge hit for Bing Crosby way back in the day. Here's Daniel telling us all about the beauties of Galway Bay.
If you ever go across the sea to Ireland, be it only at the closing of your day, you can sit and watch the moon rise over Claddagh and see the sun go down on Galway Bay. Just to see again the ripple of the trout stream, the women in the meadows making hay, to sit beside a turf fire in a cabin and watch the barefoot gossams at their play. Oh, the breezes blowing o'er the sea from Ireland are perfumed by the heather as they blow, and the women in the uplands digging pretties speak a language that the strangers do not know. The strangers came and tried to teach us their ways. They scorned us for being what we are, but they might as well go chasing after moonbeams, or light a penny candle from a star. And if there's going to be a life hereafter, as somehow I feel sure there's going to be, I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Irish Sea. I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Irish Sea.
Daniel O'Donnell, we just call him Daniel. We know him so well. We all feel we know him so well. Daniel there and Galway Bay. And if ever you get the chance to come to Ireland, of course you'll come to Dublin and Cork, but try to get over to the beautiful Galway Bay. Galway, situated on the west coast of Ireland, some wonderful scenery, and the people are amazing. Well, as I said, and I say on most of the Sounds Irish programmes, we skip around various parts of the country on a sort of a musical tour, because now we're leaving Galway and we're coming back over onto the East Coast and to our capital city. Now, we're all familiar with Paddy Riley's story about the fields of Athenry. We might get a version of that before the end of the programme. But here's Paddy, and he's telling us all the sad story, in a way, of Molly Malone.
In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. As she wheeled her wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. And sure 'twas no wonder, for so were her father and mother before. And they both wheel their barrows through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She died of a fever, and no one could save her, and that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. And her ghost wheels her barrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive,
Paddy Riley there, telling us all about Molly Malone. And some nice whistle playing on that, was there not? Now, I've told you quite often on My Kind of Music that one of the joys in my life where music is concerned is to play in a local hotel for tourists that visit our country. And I always start by asking them at the beginning of the evening, they've had their meal and they're sitting down and they're waiting for the entertainment. And I always start by saying, name me three Irish songs. And would you believe it? Molly Malone is always in one of those three. Molly Malone from Paddy Riley. As I said before playing the track, that Paddy Riley was more famous for his rendering of the song The Fields of Athenry. So we'll strike while the iron's hot. We'll play that. But we won't play the Paddy Riley version. This is a lovely version I came across recently by Barleycorn, The Fields of Athenry. As you know so well, Athenry is a lovely little town in County Galway. Here we are back in Galway again. And it was during the famine when many people left our countries to go and, well, they were to go and look for food and work. But some had to stay behind. And one such family lived in the town of Athenry. And during the night, the young man, Michael, he was wondering what was he going to do to find food for his family. He said, I know what I'll do. I'll go into Trevelyan's Fields, that was the landlord, and I'll steal some corn so that, well, my wife can bake bread for the children. But of course, as I've told you on many occasions, he got caught and shipped off to Australia. Anyway, here, listen to Barleycorn's version of The Fields of Athenry.
By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl calling, Michael, they are taking you away, for you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. Now the prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young man call. Nothing matters to Mary when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebel, they ran me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Watch the small flea birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. By a lonely harbour wall, she watched the last star falling, as the prison ship sailed out against the sky. But she'll wait and hope
for love in Botany Bay. But it's so lonely round the fields of Athen Rye. Low lie the fields of Athen Rye, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athen Rye. It's so lonely round the fields of Athen Rye.
The fields of Athen Rye, a lovely version there from Barleycorn. I just want to point out that The Fields of Athen Rye has got to be the most popular song in Ireland over the last 30 years or so, maybe even a bit earlier. But it's sung at football matches, hurling matches, rugby matches, wakes, funerals, weddings. Someone always sings The Fields of Athen Rye, written by Pete St. John. That was the Barleycorn version. Now, it's just struck me, we haven't had a female vocalist on the programme so far this week. Going to put that to rights now, because we're going to have the lovely Anne Breen. And she's bringing us over to the west of Ireland again, this time off the coast of County Mayo. She's singing and telling us all about the beauties of Achill Island, A-C-H-I-L-L, Achill Island. And this song that Anne Breen is singing is sung in what we call the country and Irish style. It's very, very popular here in Ireland, particularly in the rural parts of Ireland, where you get an Irish song sung with a sort of country music arrangement. I think it's nice. Listen to Anne Breen. What do you think?
I see.
Now, I am aware that some of the purists mightn't approve of that, but I don't see a problem with that. I think she sings it beautiful, and there's nothing wrong with good country music. Anne Breen. Now, we're going over to Pasadena, California. Yes, you heard right, because we're going to have a track from the Irish Rovers. It was recorded in Pasadena, California, and they're telling us all about this great ship called the Irish Rover. Sounds like a dog, doesn't it? No, it's a ship. And all the things that happened on this great Irish Rover ship. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll hand over to the announcer, and he'll introduce the group.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, direct from the little land of Ireland, presenting those rowdy, rollicking Irish Rovers.
In the year of our Lord, 1806, we set sail from the cold Bay of Cork. Down below in the hold was a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. When we in the leg and crap, she was rigged for enough. And Lord, how the trade winds drove her. We had 23 masts, and she stood several blasts.
Nine times around and the poor old dog was drowned. I'm the last of the Irish Rover. That was, or they were, the Irish Rovers, and telling us the story of the Irish Rover. And from one very popular Irish group to another one. There we heard the Irish Rovers. Now we're getting Dé Danann. And they're demonstrating for us here their dexterity with their instruments. Some wonderful musicianship here. Now, they're playing a track entitled Turkey in the Straw. I have a feeling that this started life in Ireland, but was taken over to the US by the immigrants. And a lot of people think this is an American piece of music. Maybe it is, and I'm all wrong, but I don't think so. And this is some fine playing from Dé Danann. Thank you. away there. Some wonderful foot-tapping material there from Day Danon and their version of Turkey in the Straw. And now for the first of those emails I was speaking to you about. This one comes from a couple who are living in the UK. They're living in Birmingham, actually, and they write to me regularly, not so much for requests for the programme, but on various other topics as well. But this week, they want to know, could I play for them? That's Muriel and Peter. Many thanks for the many emails, keeping in correspondence with them. Many thanks for the emails. Joe, we love your both of the shows that you do, but we particularly like your Sounds Irish show. And we wonder if you could play for us that beautiful track by Ronan Tynan. Joe, we have to confess we can't remember the name of it, but it's something to do with sailing. So could you play that for us? We'll be listening this week as we're celebrating a very happy anniversary. OK, you too, and thanks for all the correspondence. Stay tuned because the track you're looking for is Ronan Tynan and Sail Away. And before I play it, I just want to point this out. I feel, and I've said it before on the programme, that Ronan Tynan doesn't get the recognition, especially here at home, that I think he deserves. Take a listen to the lovely long note that he holds at the end of this track. Peter and Muriel, whatever anniversary it is, congratulations.
We sail out on the water, hoping the tide will take us where we want to go. But life has subtle changes. Just when you want the wind is when it doesn't blow. Land fades from sight. From now on we are steering by the stars. Learning to read them is what our journey here is all about. Sail away. Mind on a sea that rolls forever, sail away. Tomorrow will be different, taking a new direction from another star. And looking back is pointless. What's in the past just leads the way to. And fades from sight. From now on we are steering by the stars. Learning to read them is what our journey here is all about. Sail away. The center of your soul, on a sea that rolls forever, sail away. Steering by the stars, we find ourselves in places unanticipated, absolutely strange. Always on the move, wondering if we'd waited, would we still be happy, or is happiness in change? Is faith a lonely sailor, or are we meant to meet someone to help us through? And if we meet somebody, are we supposed to be the captain or the crew? Land fades from sight. From now on we are steering by the stars. Learning to read them is what our journey here is all about. sail away. In the firmament of time, on a sea that rolls forever, sail away, sail away, sail away. The
fabulous voice there of Ronan Tynan and Sail Away. And Peter and Muriel, hope you enjoyed that one. Ronan Tynan no longer lives here in Ireland. He resides now in the US. And I'm going to get my hands on more of his material. I don't have too much, but he has a fabulous voice. Would you not agree? I'm going to play for you now a track by Ronnie Drew. As you know, Ronnie was associated for many, many years with the Dubliners, and we'll probably be hearing him again with the Dubliners before the end of the programme. But here he's singing a song that he sang once for me. I met him and we were socialising in a hostelry, shall I put it that way? No, to be honest with you, I was playing music in a hotel not far from where he lived, and he hopped in and he came in, and would you believe it, he got the guitar out and he sang this song, and I accompanied him. Not on this recording, I hasten to add, for that particular night. Has happy memories for me, this song. Ronnie Drew telling us all about Donegal Danny.
Remember the night that he came in from the wintry cold and damp. A giant of a man in an oilskin coat and the bundle that told he was a tramp. He stood at the bar and he called a pint, then turned and gazed at the fire. On a night like this, to be safe and dry is my one and only desire. So here's to those that are dead and gone, the friends that I love dear. And here's to you, and I bid you adieu, St. Donegal Danny's been here, me boys. Donegal Danny's been here.
Then in a voice that was hushed and low, he said, listen, I'll tell you a tale. How a man of the sea became a man of the roads, and never more will set sail. I fished out of Howth and Killybegs, Ardglass and Baltimore. But the cruel sea has beaten me, and I'll end my days on the shore.
So here's to those that are dead and gone, the friends that I love dear. And here's to you, and I'll bid you adieu, St. Donegal Danny's been here, me boys. Donegal Danny's been here.
One fateful night in the wind and the rain, we set sail from Killybeg town. There were five of us from sweet Donegal and one from County Down. We were fishermen who worked the sea and never counted the cost. But I never thought ere that night was done that my fine friends would all be lost.
So here's to those that are dead and gone, the friends that I love dear. And here's to you, and I'll bid you adieu, St. Donegal Danny's been here, me boys. Donegal Danny's been here.
Then the storm broke and rowed the boat to the rocks about 10 miles from shore. As we fought the tide, we hoped inside to see our home once more. Then we struck a rock and hold a bow, and all of us knew that she'd go down. So we jumped right into the icy sea and prayed to God we wouldn't drown. But the raging sea was rising still as we struck out for the land. And she fought with all her cruelty to claim that gallant man. By St. John's Point in the early dawn, I dragged myself on the shore. And I cursed the sea for what she'd done, and vowed to sail her nevermore. So here's to those that are dead and gone, the friends that I love dear. And here's to you, and I'll bid you adieu, St. Donegal.